Quote from Pierre Joseph: "The mother of poverty, crime, insurrection, and war was inequality of conditions." And I have to say, I would agree if the inequality he means primarily is an inequality of loving, respectful of the autonomy of the child, attention received when we were infants. Inequality of conditions, continuing, which was the daughter of property, which was born of selfishness, which was engendered by private opinion, which descended in a direct line from the autocracy of reason. And I comment, recall that this word autocracy means domineering rule or control of reason, which I think we might want rather to think of as our being willing to tolerate a few naming themselves priests because of their seeming powers of prediction. Recall from our discussion of V. Gordon Childe's book, Man Makes Himself, his argument that the knowledge of the secrets of the regular flooding of the Nile, hoarded, made a few seem to possess magical powers. It's the exact same tactic. Thousands and thousands of years later, these folk don't change. They want to hoard knowledge in order to seem like gods. And the suggestion was that in such acts as this, we see the beginnings of class, continuing with Proudhon. The mother of poverty, crime, insurrection, and war was inequality of conditions, which was the daughter of property, which was born of selfishness, which was engendered by private opinion, which descended in a direct line from the autocracy of reason. Man, in his infancy, is neither criminal nor barbarous, but ignorant and inexperienced. And my comment, I'm arguing that we didn't start out that way, ignorant, but that class, the form of non-society called rule, hierarchy, makes us so to keep us so. And V. Gordon Childe's book is helpful in this respect as well, because he talks about the thought process of the involved in transferring the quote-unquote knowledge of how to domesticate non-human animals to humans themselves. And then the innovation, quote-unquote, after the French Revolution, I suppose you could say, was the power guy's decision to turn that knowledge of how to make us obedient onto the children of everyone globally. They want a global world of obedience, a globally obedient world, continuing with Proudhon. Endowed with imperious instincts. And once again, I have to interrupt. We're reminded, we have to thank Alice, among other things, for the insight that we don't question that which is a continuation of childhood. And again, we must insist that the class-bound human is not definitive of what the human is. We are not just more than this. We are not this. The contagion of fear of the few, though it took millennia to, has infected the world, and the world must work together to end the sickness and reclaim our true endowment as humans, in which I do not see imperious, continuing, which are under the control of his reasoning faculty. At first, he reflects but little and reasons inaccurately, then benefiting by his mistakes, and I say here, unless the few amass means to freeze us in them, continuing. He rectifies his ideas and perfects his reason, or I suggest in our present of millennia situation, we should say freeze his reason, continuing. In the first place, and he's talking about what he thinks of as the gradual growth of our reasoning faculties. In the first place, it's the quote-unquote savage sacrificing all his possessions for a trinket, and see my earlier note to Proudhon, encouraging him to revisit his own concept of association and its expansion with experience and with disconnection from the propaganda of the power guys in whatever iteration. Continuing, and then repenting and weeping. It is a sow selling his birthright for a mess of pottage and afterwards wishing to cancel the bargain. It is the civilized workman laboring in insecurity and continually demanding that his wages be increased, neither he nor his employer understanding that in the absence of equality, any salary, however large, is always insufficient. Then it's Naboth dying to defend his inheritance, Cato tearing out his entrails that he might not be enslaved, Socrates drinking the fatal cup in defense of liberty of thought. It is the third estate of 89 reclaiming its liberty. Soon it will be the people demanding equality of wages and an equal division of the means of production. And I interrupt here to say we must recall our point first made, I think, in our June 5th, 2016 show, that to succumb to the disease quantification toward exchange of equivalencies, because I don't think he's saying equality of wages in intermediary stage, I could be wrong, is a risk we have no need to flirt with. And though there's no way anyone could have seen Nicola coming with his rich gifts left to free us of all toil and hardship. Nonetheless, when Kropotkin describes his vision in an earlier show that we quoted from a year ago, describes his vision in an essay discussed both in our August 2nd and August 14, our August 2nd, 2015 show, and our August 14, 2016 show, Kropotkin writes, for thousands of years in succession, to grow one's food was the burden, almost the curse, of mankind. But it need be no more if you make yourselves the soil, and partly the temperature and the moisture with each crop, which each crop requires, you will see that to grow the yearly food of a family under rational conditions of culture requires so little labor that it might almost be done as a mere change from other pursuits. If you return to the soil and cooperate with your neighbors instead of erecting high walls to conceal yourself from their looks, if you utilize what experiment has already taught us and what Nicola has given us, we have to add. And call to your aid science and technical invention, which never fail to answer to the call. Look only at what they've done for warfare. You'll be astonished at the facility with which you can bring a rich and varied food out of the soil. You will admire the amount of sound knowledge which your children will acquire by your side, the rapid growth of their intelligence, the facility with which they grasp the laws of nature, animate and inanimate. Have the factory and the workshop at the gates of your fields and gardens and work in them. Very soon you will yourselves feel interested in that work, and you will have occasion to admire in your children their eager desire to become acquainted with nature and its forces, their inquisitive inquiries as to the powers of machinery, and their rapidly developing inventive genius. Such is the future, already possible, already realizable. Such is the present, already condemned, and about to disappear. And that is from Fields, Factories, and Workshops, written around 1889, as Nicola worked, side by side in spirit, both out of motivated by love of their brothers and sisters. When Kropotkin sees this, he sees our working together harmoniously as the most potent and productive new technology used in our freedom. That's true wealth. We're going to expand on that in upcoming shows. Thank you so much for your patience. I'm glancing at the machine here and monitor, and noticing that my Prince songs, though I converted them to MP3s, are still not playing. So, unfortunately, can't do much about that right now. So, prepare yourselves for some back-to-back me. Very annoying. Because the song I had set up to play right after the show, I really wanted to play, as always. So, I'm going to try to pick one that might play. It does seem like it's going to play Blue Light, which I really like. So, make it do with what we got. And one day we're going to have a show where I just pick music and we talk about it. I really need you. I need some co-conspirators in discussion here. You know, it's always good to bounce ideas around. That feels good. And his songs are made to be discussed. My son is totally right. Totally right. All right. Are we ready for the Blue Light? Do you like it in the dark or in the blue light like Prince? Until next week, I love you. Peace. I assumed it would play, but it is not. I guess we're not going to get to do it in the blue light. let's see. Yeah. I love that man's voice so much. I surely, surely do. I cannot get enough of it. He has such a good ear. He can, I love it when he did the grind. When he goes up and down to the beat, y'all. I'm gonna have to find out where he recorded that. Okay, let me see. Is that going to play? Let's see. No. Okay. Let's see. Is this going to play? Goodness, look at these sea of exclamation points in circles. Oh, well, let's try this one. You know that there's a drone up there, right? And it's messing with us. Something's blasting my head away, so it's got to be the drone targeting. Let's see. So it could be, and you know that they are in this machine. That there's nothing but agents around this station, in terms of the folks who live around here, banging on the walls and making noise and whatever they are told to do. To all my brothers and sisters enslaved to the power guys, it feels way better when you start to do what your internal voice tells you to. So start developing, cultivating, start listening to that internal voice. It guides you true, you know? I see. It will allow certain songs, but not others. In fact, the vast majority, it does not allow. And if I had to guess, it's allowing the ones with a religious bent. And we're going to have to talk about that because that is one of the ways. We'll talk about the broad array of ways in which they try to drive a wedge between him and his audience. And they use that one a lot. I'm discovering. I didn't know nothing, as we've already established. And in the absence of discussion of how critical it is for us to unify all the prophets of class behind that single truth that we come from the all, we return to the all, and that is what gives us our inspiration here on earth. And if we have a system of power, it exists to get in the way of our connection to our own power, which is our source in the eternal. And that truth they want suppressed, and they don't want discussion of. All right. In the absence of an alternative, we are going to have to play one of the sweet ones, which I love, don't get me wrong. He is all about the love. He is all about providing us with a way to get through this mess, as he said in many times, we're gonna have to help each other get through this mess. And that, because we are here, and he knew this, to have a good time, to have fun. Because as Nicola will testify, doing what your instinct, quote unquote, your urge, your body says, that's a good time. Nicola had a good time. He had no confusion in his mind about that. He spoke on it. So it's all about having a good time while we're here. And if that ain't happening, something's wrong. And we cannot just leave it to our prophets, to our folks with courage and heart to carry that load alone in pressing forward with that question. If we are not having fun, that's wrong. Well, let's change it. Let's recall what keeps us from having fun. It ain't complicated. People forcing us. As long as we're clear on that and we ask the questions that lead backward to how it's happening, and we decide that we don't need to have those circumstances, those conditions controlling us anymore, then we get free. All right, let's, you're not gonna hear tick, tick, bang, bang. I wish we could have talked about that one too. Here we go. But it's coming right along. Bear with me. The one I really wanted to talk about was I Love You in Me. Because I don't know. That one disappeared too. They wouldn't let me play that one. I don't know about you, but I love that song. The very first time it was just, you know, just a straight ballad. I was just listening to it as a straight love song. And then all of a sudden, I love how he does that. He coaxes you along. You're right there with him in that nice, typical package. And then, bam, you're somewhere else. Something entirely fresh. This man is entirely fresh. Entirely fresh. We are not going to allow him to be suppressed. We love you guys. I love you guys. And I love you, Prince. Till next week. Peace for the second time. Ooh.
Just please give us a sign.